CBS News has confirmed Homeland Security warned police last Thursday that violent protest movements would grow. CBS News senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge is joining us on our newsline. Catherine, thanks for being with us. What else have you learned about that warning, and how serious is this warning?
Well, Michael, this is called an intelligence note. You can think of it as almost a real-time analysis from Homeland Security of events that are happening on the ground. And this warning was to law enforcement before the last weekend's protests that they would grow and that they would be leveraged by domestic violent extremists as well as other groups who would seek to take over government facilities and target law enforcement themselves. And it also warned that these acts would be premeditated on one hand, also opportunistic on the other.
What was the advice for law enforcement?
Well, the advice, I think, is not surprising. It was to really gauge what the follow-on effects of any kind of lethal action would be against these demonstrators or the rioters. So, in effect, if you take an action, are you simply pouring gasoline on the fire and helping them advance what they want to turn into a very violent situation?
President Trump has said Antifa is to blame for the violence. Did the warning from Homeland Security name any names?
This bulletin did not, but what it did cite, and I found this particularly important, that Russia and China are seeking to leverage the tragedy in Minneapolis as a way to further divide Americans, and they do this through state-controlled social media sites where they post graphic content, also images of police brutality. And I learned through my own reporting here at CBS News today that there are also a number of Twitter handles that have posted in recent days and weeks, which are often a sign of a disinformation campaign by a foreign state actor.
All right, so that continues as well. Catherine, certainly wouldn't be much of a leap to suggest that the Homeland Security warning came to fruition over the weekend.
That I'm sad to say that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Catherine, thanks so much for the insight.
Welcome.
Thank you. CBS News senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge.